It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
If you're trying to get home and you're using the I-10 going west, if you're using the 101 going west, if you maybe you're going east on the I-10 to Tempe, watch out. You've got an ASU game starting at 6. You've got a Cardinals game starting at 5:20 or so. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you another traffic report, but Detour Dan as well as Larry Lewis have been keeping us up to date all afternoon long, and it has been, what, I think the longest was an hour and 20 minutes from the 202 over to 83rd Avenue, I think, at one point. So hopefully it'll start to diminish down a little bit because people are at the stadium.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be a little rough. So if you have to go, you know, on the I-10 or the 101, just keep listening. We'll keep you up to date.
Yeah. And it'll all be worth it if both teams win tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
That'll be fine. If both teams lose and you sat in traffic today, oh, that's just upsetting.
Then you take it personally.
Then you take it absolutely personally.
Right.
All right. Okay, so.
So the good news is the president didn't come to town during today as well.
He's coming tonight.
He's coming in tonight after rush hour, and he'll spend a couple days here in Arizona.
Oh, could you imagine the trifecta? Oh, my goodness. If you were going to hit the Cardinals game at 5:30, you would have had to leave in the morning at 5:30 to get there at 5:30
People
p.m.
People were saying blank Trump, and it had nothing to do with his policies.
And they could even have a Trump sticker, and they still would be saying
there
blank Trump.
There you go.
Okay, so Trump on the way to the Valley tonight. He's going to be here for a couple days.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to buy a golf course. Who knows?
Maybe he will.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. We know he's going to be trying to, you know, get Martha McSally elected to the Senate. But he's got one big, maybe I would even say bigger thing that he's working on.
Okay.
And that's what's happening with this massive caravan that's headed towards the United States. There are about 4,000 people from Central America headed towards the United States, and Trump has threatened about 5 or 6 different things out there. Mm-hmm. He has said about 5, 6, 7 different things to try and get somebody to stop them before they come to the United States and claim asylum, which, by the way, is legal. Okay? So they're all coming from Honduras. Trump says he'll send the military. I'm going to send the military to the border. I don't really know what that accomplishes. What would the Marines do if they got to the border and you've got a caravan coming towards them and all they want to do is claim asylum? You can't turn them away because that's against the law, okay? So I don't know how that would work. What if you close the southern border? Trump has said maybe we should close the southern border. I think if you close the southern border, you hurt the economy. You hurt trade. You hurt education. There are kids from Mexico that walk right over the border, go to a school here, walk back home to Mexico. What else am I leaving out? Trade, economy.
Well, it'd be trade and economy that would be, I mean, right away affected.
What
right?
if I'm trying to sun my beautiful body at Rocky Point?
Couldn't go.
I couldn't get back.
Or if you were there, you could not get back into your own country. So I don't think that can happen. I don't think that can happen right now. But he has threatened Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador with pulling funding from those countries.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, that only makes people want to come here more. If you shut down the pipeline of money.
If I'm Trump, I would threaten to send the military to the border. I would threaten to close the border. I would threaten to pull aid. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I know I probably couldn't do any of them. But I would still threaten it. I would still put it out there because I would threaten Mexico and say, you guys got to help. You guys have to stop this caravan before they get to the United States. Don't let them into your country. Because if you stop them, then we don't have to deal with them.
And Mexico has very different laws. So Mexico, from what I understand, could just say, no, you're not coming through. But that would have to be at their southern border. From what we understand, there is a group of 2 planes full of riot police in riot gear have been flown to the Mexico-Guatemalan border. And Trump retweeted it saying, you know, hey, great to work with you, Mexico. Looking forward to working with you. Does that mean it worked? I don't know. I don't know if they're going to stop these people from getting in. They could escort them through and just make sure that they don't affect anybody in Mexico. I don't know.
There's no good way to deal with this other than...
Well, there's no quick way to do it. And yeah. Trump thinks he can just wave a magic wand or just make it happen. No. There are laws, international and national laws, that say if you show up at a border entry point and claim asylum, you have to be adjudicated.
Yeah, but everything that he's threatening people with, I think I do the same thing. I mean...
You would just threaten on many levels? Or
I think you throw everything out because he knows that if they get to the border, they're in. How many people can we put in churches here in the valley? Listen, I feel terrible for the people of Honduras and Guatemala because it's a mess.
Right.
You know, we can take some of them in. Honestly, we should. And that's what we've always done. We can take people in. They can claim asylum and we can take them in. Obviously, we would vet them. You know, that's what happened a few weeks ago when they were all at churches. They got an ankle monitor. We know where they are here in the United States. We've done a background check.
As long as they leave it on and as long as they go to their court case.
It's not perfect. But, you know, the other part of me says, do you want them all to die over there in Guatemala? I don't want that either.
No, but we can't save everybody.
We can't. We don't have the room. We don't have the money. We can take some people in, but we can't take everybody.
So if you're gonna stop this, you would have to change the laws. And changing the laws would take an act of Congress, and they're not going to do it. Or it would take months, if not years, to do it if they wanted to. So the president, I'm not really sure what he's trying to accomplish, except maybe, like you pointed out, the art of the deal. Mm-hmm. You just throw a bunch of stuff at them, and then you start negotiating.
You see if you can slow it down.
Right.
You can say, hey, Mexico, you're not doing your job. You gotta stop people. You got to stop them.
Right.
And maybe some of these threats will work, but I don't think he's going to carry out any of the threats.
All right. It's 5:22 right now. Let's check in with Detour Dan with a game day traffic update.
Thanks, Mac. It has been a rough ride, as you well know, and the ride time did not get any better at all. It's still a 1 hour and 25-minute ride on the I-10 westbound, trying to get out west. A lot of it game day traffic and a lot of it rush hour traffic and a lot of it, oh my gosh, I can't believe you took that road and he didn't have either one of those in mind. You are in a major traffic jam, and I don't have any easy escapes. The 101 in the North Valley is the best freeway I can recommend for parallel travel, but man, that's a long way out of your way for most. Even that is running at 40 minutes up north. So pick your poison. Eastbound 202 with the game in Tempe. You got heavy slow and go now from approaching 40th Street into the Scottsdale Road exit ramp. I'd love to tell you to take the 10, but that too is paralyzed with brake lights. It's just because there's so much heavy traffic in every direction. Man, just hopefully you brought a snack. You're going to need it. Enjoy, though. Detour Dan, KTAR News.
All right. Thank you, Dan. The reason we're doing this right now is that Coyotes hockey is coming up at 5:30. Very busy day today in the Valley. You've got ASU playing at 6 in Tempe. You've got the Cardinals playing at State Farm Stadium in Glendale at, 5:25, I guess the game started.
Did you know that ASU and the Arizona Cardinals have never had a home game on a Thursday, I guess?
They've never played at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know on a Saturday. I mean,
I don't know.
They would play Saturday. The Cardinals would never play Saturday. So this has never happened before.
Right.
They've never had a game on the same night at home.
Did anybody talk?
I don't know.
Does like ASU call up and say, hey, floating this out there, ESPN's going to give us a boatload of money if we play on a Thursday night. Are you playing on a Thursday night? thank goodness the Coyotes aren't in town because, Glendale would shut down. It would implode.
Well, we do have Coyotes hockey.
Yeah, that's coming up next.
Coming up in a few minutes here on KTAR.
Right.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the latest on President Trump. Where is he going to be? What is he going to say in the Valley? We've got it all covered for you here on KTAR.
So until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.